Let me see you get loose. Going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, everybody? Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, the kid here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. What's up, everybody? Is that better, Gibbs? Are we there?
You're there now.
All right, we're here. Technical difficulties. Kicking it off here on the Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, the kid. Gentlemen, how are you?
Great, man.
Fantastic.
Can't wait for Thursday.
That's right. Game one of the NBA Finals.
Can't get here soon enough.
I know, right? Hit that fast forward button, please.
Really? I mean, I know that there were sweeps, but why can't they adjust it or something?
The buildup.
The build, it's just set. That's when it is.
They actually would have adjusted it had Golden State won on Monday night.
Oh, and if they would have swept?
If they would have swept, it would have moved up 2 or 3 days.
So Monday or Tuesday?
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah, but because Golden State did not sweep, it goes back to that Thursday.
Gotcha.
All right, so we got that looking forward to. Today's Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics. There is a great article right now on ClevelandBrowns.com today about five Browns with something to prove this summer, and I certainly would urge you guys to check that out right now. Again, five Browns with something to prove this summer. Amongst those players, you've got Billy Winn, Travis Benjamin, Dwayne Bowe is on the list as well, and it's just highlighting guys that are here that are ready with something to prove. Now, some of them could find themselves in roster battles. Some of them could find themselves just, hey, at this point in my career, I want to prove something to everybody, and it's a good article. So our question to you guys today is, who on this team has the most to prove to you this summer? Who's the one person that you have to see the most from? So that's something that we want to talk about today on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by the good folks at Liberty Ford. So when you look at it, again, the five people on that list, Billy Winn, this is an article by Kevin Jones, and I'd urge everybody to go check it out. Travis Benjamin, Dwayne Bowe, Barkevious Mingo, and John Greco, who's battling with Cam Irving out there. So today was the third and final day of practice, this first week of OTAs. I thought that some of the guys that are on this list that had something to prove certainly showed something today. I thought Dwayne Bowe had a very good day.
He did.
He is good at that back shoulder fade on the sideline. He had one where he was literally falling out of bounds, made a great catch off of a ball from Johnny. He already seems to have a pretty good rapport with Josh McCown, because that's such a timing route. That was on Joe Hayden.
Yep.
That was a good throw, good pitch and catch there.
It absolutely was. And not only did Dwayne Bowe have a great day, but surprisingly, one of those gentlemen on the list, as the team period started, Billy Winn was now a part of that opening three defensive front and base defense, along with Phil Taylor, Randy Stark. So I think that right defensive end spot is going to be kind of like, you know, by committee with Bryant, with maybe John Hughes playing out there, and as again we saw today, Billy Winn.
I know that we said last year we felt like the defensive line was a strength going into the season, and it turned out that it was not. But it just seems like there's so much depth right now in the defensive line that it could be like shuffling in and out, John Calipari style, like three in, three out,
yeah,
and keeping the guys fresh the whole game.
And what's great about that is not only do you keep them fresh, but because these individuals on the defensive line who ultimately want to play themselves into another contract, you know, like John Hughes did, Randy Starks, of course, as a free agent. So some of those guys who have a lot to prove, the fact that you're tapering down their numbers kind of hurts them, but you expect them to go 100 miles an hour, whether it's 5 reps, 25 reps, or 50 reps. Those guys should be fresh and go out and execute a role that has been designated to them by Jim O'Neill and Mike Pettine to essentially fit their skill set to a T and impact it on whatever package defensively they're a part of. So they can go out and make themselves money, a significant amount of money, without being a starter as a part of a rotation.
Does it take place in, let's say, the defensive line room where Jim O'Neill might say, okay, Hughes, this is your specific role. Winn, this is your specific role. You're going to probably see 20 snaps a game, so let me see it.
Yes,
20. They do that?
It's what I expect of you. You know, they'll give them a window. They're not going to say you're going to play 20 snaps, but they're going to say you're a 15 to 30 snap guy, and when you're in there, I want you to play like your hair's on fire.
Xavier Cooper.
We drafted you for your get-off. Get off and penetrate. You know what I mean? He's going to learn as a rookie, But get off and do what you do best. Whatever, you know, and I hope they're identifying, as we've said all along, you know, when you understand your role and there's open communication between you and the coach and there's no gray area, just play with your hair on fire. And that's something we didn't see out of the defensive line because, of course, there were injuries. There was a rotation. And I don't think they personally played the technique that Jim O'Neill asked them to play. They kind of went out and did it their own way and in some cases led to, you know, loss of gap control and a lot of those second level runs where Dansby and Robertson couldn't even get off a block because that runner's screaming downhill.
I felt like the one guy that really did it and unfortunately got hurt was Hughes. I thought when Hughes was healthy and playing, he was getting, he was causing havoc.
He was. And Taylor, I feel, can.
And did in the
spurts.
Cincinnati game.
And he did. I mean, he played 19 snaps and you thought he played, dominated the entire game.
The most disruptive defensive lineman last year was Desmond Bryant.
Yes.
I thought that Hughes in his limited action was the best.
Hughes played very, very well. That was a big loss for that team. But this year, yeah, you're right. You have so much depth on that D-line. It is going to be interesting to see how that all shapes out. And I think we've got, obviously, a lot to get to. One thing before we get to it, and we will talk to OTAs. We'll talk what you and I saw out there at practice today, Matt. This is a question from P. Myers Golf, who tweets, always tweeting the show. He says, for the fan, can you and Matt please describe what an install is? You guys talk about it a lot, but no idea what it actually entails. So, Matt, I will leave that to
sure.
you.
So, an install is essentially almost like you're installing a software on your computer, on your phone. It's like an update, okay? So, an install is, there's a progression. If there's 10 or 12 OTAs, the coaches, you know, they meet in the time when the players aren't here or they're just, you know, working out in strength and conditioning. They'll create an installation for every day of OTAs. And all it really is a progression. You know, day one install is going to be the basics. You know, the basic terminology, the basic formations, the basic personnel groupings. And then based on how in these coaches' past history, these players have grasped the installation of the basics, they then progress to step two. They give them more route combinations. They give them more movements. They expand, you know, some of the play calls with the shifts and movements that we see from this John DeFilippo offense, all those things have a word, you know, so, but it's definitely a progression. And every day, these coaches expect you to retain what you learned the day before. And they'll literally tell you in these position groups, okay, don't forget the technique that we taught in this because it's, you know, you install A before B for a reason because there's a carryover to it. And by the time you get to C, D, E, and F, you know, E and F, we expect you to have mastered A, B, and C, and they take that for granted that you get it by then. Otherwise, that's your quickest way out of town as well.
In some ways, is it like that old game? I don't remember what was it. Simon Says, where like it starts with the yellow light, and you tap that, and then it's like yellow, red, and then yellow.
Yeah.
It's just building it off of the core foundation and adding pieces to it.
It is, and like there's a program of how they want to install it, and there's a number of plays that John DeFilippo wants to have installed and essentially mastered, and have a great look at on film when OTAs expire. That way, when you crank it up for minicamp, that's your last look to get, I don't know, maybe 100 team reps in those 3 days so that you know exactly where you have to start for A. Because you reinstall in training camp, too. Do you have to go all the way back to A? You know, the bad teams have to go back to A. The young teams have to go back to A. But if, say, we got through K but only have to go back to D or E because you're taking A, B, C, and D maybe for granted, that's where you get ahead of the curve and you start progressing into that both graduate level defenses, which is what we expect and Jim O'Neill talked about, but offensively to get into some of the secondary stuff that you might get to deeper in the year.
And that's why continuity on the staffs is so important.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was talking to Paul Kruger on the sideline today and he's saying, you know, the offense is still trying to think.
Yes.
We're just playing. We are so comfortable in this
right.
defense.
And you can see that.
You can see it. We have an advantage. Yeah. Now, today the offense did have, I thought, its best team session of the 3 days, which is good. We'll talk about that when we come back. I want to go back to this install question for you, though. So let's say on this day you're laid out these plays, you know, these situations, because that's part of it too, right? Some of it will be your first down run play action pass. Some of it will be your third down play. Some of it will be, you know, mastering the down and distances, et cetera. But when you run through a play, and let's say it's botched, somebody does something wrong, does that play then get rerun the next day, or is it they just make a note of it, like this is when we have to go again? Because they don't run the same play twice in a row ever,
No, they don't. In some cases, I've been in with coaches that when you have a botched play, they want to see that play so bad that they'll literally say, line it up, let's do it again. And you know what's coming, and the defense will be warned not to play the play, but be true to the defense so that the offense can get that quality look at it on film. But it won't necessarily go away. And as I've said, these practices are scripted. So the offense knows, and Josh McCown and Johnny and those quarterbacks, as well as John DeFilippo, they know exactly what they're going to run. You know, that's a part of the install of the day as well. These are the plays. So when Johnny has 45 minutes between when a meeting breaks to get taped, to grab a snack, to get out on the field for warmups, I used to just grab that defensive script and go, boom, ba-boom, 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 down my list and go, is there anything that confuses me? Is there anything that I'm not sure of? So that by the time I get on the field for that quality rep, I have my question, you know, asked and answered to be able to go out and perform well.
Okay, so that's smart. That's a logical approach to what you're doing as a professional.
Yes.
What percentage of players actually do that?
10 to 15.
I mean, that's crazy.
10 to 15.
It's like they're giving you the questions to the test and allowing you to get the answers beforehand.
So that you can go, exactly, so that you can go out and execute at a high level and make yourself look good and work your way up that depth chart.
It's that low of a percentage?
Yes. So many, because again, these guys are so confident in their ability, they're so confident in their retention that they take for granted that they'll go out and execute it properly. And if they don't, they'll fix it tomorrow. And that turns into the next day, into the next day. And if you recall why these little nuances that make great teams, you know, or good teams from great teams, or average teams to good teams potentially great, is you recall the comments by Dante Whitner even recently, Paul Kruger, many of the comments that we heard all last season is it was just one player not in his gap. It was just one guy not doing his job, you know. That's all it takes for a quarterback like Rodgers and Brady and Manning and Roethlisberger and Dalton to kill you, or those running backs to find that seam where one guy got a little nosy, got out of his gap, and that runner finds that hole. That's the difference. When you have 11 guys understanding the defense or understanding their job and winning their one-on-one battle, you'll win a heck of a lot more football games than you lose.
That's what this team needs to do, and it's, you know, some of it is also, you're so right. When you're great, you're going to be great no matter what. But when you're in the middle, 50%, you need to do everything right and do your job, do your responsibility, and that's how you're going to have success in the National Football League. When we come back, we're going to dive into what we saw at the OTAs today. We're going to hear from Terrence West at around 1:30. We're going to play higher or lower season total over-unders. That's going to be a lot of fun at 2 o'clock. We got the Friday forecast, so a lot to get you to here today. 216-578-0815. Again, our Ohio Business Machine hot topic today. What Brown has the most to prove to you this summer getting ready for the 2015 season? It's Segura, it's Wilhelm, it's Kuyt. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.